Rabbi Lemir Zatzal, Rabbi Lemir Bloch, has Ha'ora on the sixth parsha in the mitzvah of Badim. This says, but Tabosa Ha'oron Yehu Abadim Yisur Mimenu, so that the Badim extends. And the Psukim, we know the Haftarah talks about when they brought the Oren into the Kaddish Kadoshim, that the Badim, which were attached, remained attached to the Oren, even in the Kaddish Kadoshim, extended out and pushed against the Peroichas. So they were visible from the outside. You're able to tell from the outside that the body of Oren were there. The body of Oren were extending out, pushing against the Peroichas, even though they remained within the Kodesh Kedoshim. So he sees this as a remez, as a hint of the correct relationship of the Oren, the Torah, the Talmud Chacham, and how he's mashpia beyond himself. The Talmud Chacham is in his Dalet Amos. Talmud Chacham remains within his space, which means he's connected to the source of the Kedusha, the Kodesh Kedoshim. And from that vantage point, he extends out and he pushes out beyond, but he never loses his connection back to the Oren, back to his Tevius in the Makom of Torah, as opposed to some which have the approach to leave the Dalet Amos of the Torah and go out, lower themselves down to the level of the people which are out there. He says the real goal is that a person should be able to maintain his connection to the world of Torah, be mashpia on others, be concerned to be involved and be mashpia on others from that vantage point. Rav Huttner Zatzal, in conjunction with this, used to say a mashal that there was a town which everybody would set their watch by the town clock and the town hall. One point in time, people made a complaint that says that the town hall is very high, it's not easy to see, why don't we move the clock lower down? And they did so based on the request of the people. The municipality moved the clock to a lower height. After a period of time, they noticed that the clock was no longer consistent and people were having difficulty setting their clock. So they set somebody over there to watch what's going on. They noticed that the first person walked by and he looked at the clock and he saw the clock was on exactly as his watch had said. And he reached up, because it was now within height, and he changed the time of the clock. A person comes by a little later, looks at the clock and says, that's not right. He looks at his watch and he again changes the clock. So the clock no longer is valid. So he was told a Talmud who was going on to take a position of teaching Torah, of being mashpia in the form of a Rav. He says when the Torah is on a pedestal, it's a very high place, so everybody sets their watch according to it. But you lower the Torah down to the level of people that the people lower down, each person puts his hands on the Torah and tries to recreate it in his own image. I think that's what Rabbi Meir meant in this Machshava, that for us to be successful in affecting ourselves and the people around us, we have to put the Torah on a pedestal, give it a high level of Kedusha, respect that. And one of the ways to respect that is recognizing that there's a Malkam Kaddish, which is the yeshiva, and the Malkam Kedusha, which yeshiva has, is a place where a person can rejuvenate and connect the Torah the way it's supposed to be. And from there, a person can then extend it and take it on beyond himself to other areas, etc. But that connection back to the Makom of Torah is something which is imperative and it's necessary. Maybe just a quick thought. The Ramban in the sixth parsha says, looks at the idea of the Mishkan, which is an idea of a Makom, where you could come to. He sees that that's an extension of Matan Torah. If you come to the Shir tomorrow in Yeshiva, we'll talk about that more. But this idea, the Ramban says, and it's the Hakdama to Parshas Truma, you take a look at it, that the Mishkan was an extension of Matan Torah being given a Mokim in this world where a person could come to this Mokim and maintain that connection back to the original Sinus of Torah. Have a good Shabbos.